Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmon with you, flying solo today. Stephen Julian is out of town. Trey, though, is running all the knobs and whistles behind the scenes. Want to remind you that we are broadcasting from the studio, the Subaru of Gwinnett studio. Where's Steven when you need him? Because he normally reads this. And, of course, love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett on their Facebook page for the latest offers, news, and community events. And somewhere out there, Stephen Julian is laughing at me right now. We've got two great guests here in the studio. Joining us today is Todd Weeks with Traction Focused and Ryan Burton with Ryan Burton Music Group. And we will start with Todd. Todd, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. It's a great day.
Absolutely. Your position is EOS Implementer.
Yes,
interesting.
Sir.
Interesting. We'll find out what EOS is all about. But the company is called Traction Focused. What's your company do?
Yeah, so Traction Focused, we help business owners get what they want from their business through teaching them and coaching them through the Entrepreneurial Operating System, or EOS for short.
Thank you for giving me a chance to have an acronym and say EOS, but I'll try to say it. Yep. Entrepreneurial Operating System. So you're
That's
based
it.
Really around that. So
That's
let's
right.
let's dissect that. What is the EOS?
Sure. So EOS is really a management system or methodology for entrepreneurial companies. So it's a set of simple, real-world, practical tools and concepts that really drive three things in a business. The first is what we call vision. From the standpoint of getting everyone in the organization, starting with the owners and leaders, 100% on the same page with their vision. So where are they going as a business, and how the heck are they going to get there? The second kind of leg of that stool, if you will, is what we call traction. And traction is all about building a culture of discipline and accountability. So using our tools to drive discipline and accountability, which ultimately drives execution towards that vision. And then the third leg of that stool is what we call healthy. And healthy is all about getting the leadership team, starting with the leadership team and the owners, to become a more healthy, functional, cohesive team, because let's face it, we've probably all been a part of teams where we're not functional, we're not cohesive, you know, we're not open and honest. And so it's really using our tools to build a healthy culture starting at the top. And so I work with the leaders, the owners and the leadership team or management team. And then really from there goes the rest of the organization, right? It's kind of that tone at the top. It starts there, and then we work it all the way through every level of the company.
All right, let's put our arms around this, Todd.
Yeah.
Why would a business owner need EOS? Would a business owner even know if he needed EOS?
Yeah, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. In my experience, most of the time they do. They, you know, there's a handful of what we call frustrations that most business owners have. And, you know, they're just not getting what they want from their business. A lot of times I say, you know, is your business running you, or are you running your business? And so kind of the first frustration we talk about is there's a lack of control. You just feel like things are kind of spinning out of control, maybe not holistically, but in a certain department. The second is, you know, people issues, right? And so, you know, I believe that the right people are your greatest asset,
Absolutely.
Right? But they can also be, if they're the wrong people for your business, they can be your biggest liability. And so, again, through EOS, we teach tools to really identify what we call right people and get them in the right seats. And then another common frustration is just you're not growing. We call it hitting the ceiling. So you're just kind of stuck, right? You've tried a lot of different things. You're spinning your wheels. You're just stuck and you can't grow. And so through EOS and the tools and concepts that we teach, we really empower you and your management team to break through that ceiling and be able to grow.
So what types of companies do you find yourself working with? Are there specific verticals? Are there specific sizes? Who do you work with?
Yeah, so from a size perspective, you know, we kind of say our sweet spot is between companies that have between 10 and 250 employees, okay? And so I do have some clients that have less than 10 employees, but, you know, again, our sweet spot's 10 to 250 employees. Generally, $1 million to $50 million in revenue, sometimes more, sometimes a little bit less. There's really no specific industry. So I always say it's industry agnostic, right?
Okay.
So I'm working with 10 companies right now. None of them are in the same industry. And so again, it's an operating system for any business, right? And I always say any business or every business has an operating system that they're using, right? And so I define operating system as really just a way of organizing all the human energy within your organization. So how do you do your planning, your goal setting, your forecasting from a financial perspective? How are you driving accountability and role clarity for your employees, right? How are you, you know, managing your meetings? You know, are your meetings effective? Do you ever meet as a team? And so, again, there's kind of that handful of frustrations. But again, it's really for those entrepreneurial, growth-oriented companies that just feel like they could be getting so much more out of their business and they just don't know how to do that.
Well, it gives them another set of eyes. And a lot of times you're so wrapped up in your business, you may not see what's going on.
Right. Yeah. We all have a hard time seeing our own blind spots.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So how do these companies engage with you? Obviously, there's got to be a long conversation at the beginning. You've got to kind of find out how they operate and so forth and learn as much as you can. Is this an ongoing thing? Is it something where, okay, you've told me all your problems. Here's the solution. I'll see you next week. How do you engage with the client?
Yeah, so, you know, like in life, any relationship starts with a conversation. And so I have a conversation with the business owner. Generally, it's the business owner. And just understand, you know, what do you want out of this business that you're not getting today? And try to understand, you know, what their goals are, what their vision is for the organization. Most owners have a great vision for their company, but it's all captured in their mind. They haven't really shared that. And so part of this process is getting that out of their head. So once I understand that, we have a what we call a proven process in EOS just to kind of help us teach these concepts and teach the system. So we always start that process with what we call a 90-minute meeting, and it's, guess how many minutes it is?
Probably around 90 minutes.
It's about 90 minutes, right? And in that meeting, I actually have that meeting with the owner and their entire leadership or management team, okay? And in those 90 minutes, I have one objective, and that is I want to give them all the information about EOS and answer all of their questions about EOS to help them make an educated decision on, is this system right for our business? Once they decide that it is and we move forward, the way that I teach and coach this process is through full-day sessions with the leadership team. We start out with three sessions once a month for 3 months, and then we go to once a quarter.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it's full-day sessions. It's about five a year. Okay, so I'm checking in with them throughout each quarterly session, coaching, calls, emails, that kind of stuff. But I always say, look, my job is not to come in here and tell you how to run your business. I'm not a consultant. I'm a teacher, a facilitator, and a coach.
Yeah, and there's an ongoing relationship there.
Absolutely.
So, the EOS system, is this unique to Traction Focused?
It is not. So to me, the beauty of EOS and really why it works is it's been around for now over, gosh, probably 17 years, okay? And it was started by an entrepreneur who just really, through his experience working with different entrepreneurial growth-oriented companies, you know, kind of what we call cobbled together these tools and concepts and packaged it into EOS. It's been around for 17 years. There's no theory in this. So there's about 250 other implementers like myself around the world now who do this full time. And collectively, over those 17 years, we have conducted over 49,000 full-day sessions with the leadership teams of over 6,500-plus companies. So this, again, it's proven there's no, you know, magic pills or silver bullets or anything like that. The magic, it's, this is just a proven way to run a really great business.
And it obviously works because according to your bio here, it says that you personally lived inside the EOS system for 4 years and experienced the transformative power.
I did.
So talk more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I had the opportunity to what I call get out of the finance and accounting box. I actually started my career as a CPA, big corporate world, wanted to get out of that, had the opportunity to work at a company over in Lawrenceville, and I took over the day-to-day operations for a 27-year-old print promotional company.
So you're a recovering CPA.
That's the words I normally use. Yeah. I'm a recovering CPA. That's right. So, and you know, when I walked in the door of that business, they had a couple months before that, bought another business and had doubled in size. Okay, so they went from one office, 10 employees for 27 years, to six offices, all these different states, almost 40 people. And as you can imagine, that created a whole new level of complexity.
Right.
Right. And so part of my job was to come in, wrap our arms around it. How are we going to run this new organization? So we were introduced to EOS. We started implementing it with a professional implementer like myself. And, you know, it really just transformed the business. It, number one, helped us get on the same page, starting with the owner, the leadership team, all the way down to every position. What's the vision for the company? Where are we going? In the meantime, over those the first 2 years, we bought two other businesses. So now how do we incorporate all these different companies and cultures? So it really gave us one language, one common language, one
right.
voice, and just the clarity that it gives on not only where are you going, but what's my role as an employee in that vision. And then we use these tools and, you know, our meeting pulse just to drive accountability and execution. And so we grew our revenue every year 15%+. In the first 3 years, we had grown our net profit, or I guess six times grown our net profit, and just, you know, amazing growth. And so I got really excited about the system.
Right.
I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it just had such an impact on me. I decided, hey, I want to go and help other business owners experience this same kind of power in their business. So I decided that I wanted to do that. And then the owner decided, because the system allowed him to step away from the business and do other things, he decided he was ready to sell the business, and we were able to sell it at the end of year four. And we realized over a 40% increase in the value of that business.
Wow. We're talking with Todd Weeks with Traction Focused. So you fell in love with the system and decided that's the business I want to get in. I want to share it with others.
That's right.
And now you're doing that. So for those that would like to find out more and say, I want to hear more about this EOS, I want to have that conversation with Todd, what's the best way to read up more about this?
Sure. They can go to my website, TractionFocused.com, or they can find me on LinkedIn, Todd Weeks. Again, TractionFocused.com.
Great work. Keep up the great work. And thanks for joining us and sharing your message with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much, Mike.
Todd Weeks with Traction Focused here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And a reminder that we are cared for here at Gwinnett Business Radio by Eastside Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years, nationally recognized for patient safety. Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, go to eastsidemedical.com. And joining us now is Ryan Burton with Ryan Burton Music Group. And Ryan, you've gotten on the health kick because you look great. You've been working
Thank
out
you.
And everything, right?
Because I run.
I've known you for several years, and you run now.
I was heavier.
What you were?
Now I'm lighter.
You were never heavier.
I've lost, when you run as much as I do, there's nowhere for the weight to go.
You become like a marathon man now.
Yes, actually, yes. So.
But you're also doing Ryan Burton Music Group. How are things going? Tell us what your company does.
Things are terrific. This is my side hustle. I'm the owner and founder of Leads Near Me Marketing, which has clients in all 50 states and three countries, and we do very well. And as I say, what happens when a musician makes money? They dabble in music again. So Ryan Burton Music Group was founded. We primarily are an artist management company, but you know, by necessity have been an independent record label recently and released our first artist, Sarah Greer. Her debut album is called Drama Drama, and Sarah's a 17-year-old phenom out
17-year-old,
of Georgia.
17-year-old girls don't have drama?
When she named it at first, I was like, "What? What is that?" And then very quickly I learned what it meant, but she's an unbelievably gifted young lady, and it's a privilege to spend time with her.
Well, we're looking forward to talking more about her in just a second, but but your name is all over the name of your company, Ryan Burton Music Group. So tell us about Ryan Burton and your past.
Yeah, no, I need some consulting from Todd on some things here on business planning, but naming wise, right? I couldn't come up with a better name than my own. But I was in a band in my teens and 20s, based out of Montreal in Canada, a little hip rock band called I See Red, and we toured with many people, and up in Canada, probably haven't heard of. I think the biggest artist we played with was maybe Joan Jett and the Blackhearts back in the day, but did a lot of recording and had a lot of great experiences, and I eventually moved into radio. I was on the radio like you, Mike, for several years. And then I left to the business side of things and you know, always had a real affection for it. I'm a musician. I play guitar and I was the bass player in the band and have a lot of skills there. But these days, just more of the executive producer, sort of the guy that, you know, a business person that helps. You know, I would have liked to have had a lot more support back when I was doing it. So I'm that guy that just really gives everything I can to my people, and right now it's Sarah giving her everything that we can give.
Well, you're at that point in your life where, you know, you've been there, you've walked the walk, you've been on stage, and now you're at that point in life where you want to help others succeed.
Absolutely, and Sarah makes it easy. You know, she's the word prodigy has been thrown around a little bit. She's been doing it since she was 12, like literally playing live shows, and so again, it's been fairly easy with her. I met her opening for Richard Marx when I was hosting a show at the Fred in Peachtree City, and so I mean, she's, you know, she's got a lot of wind at her back already, so it's a privilege to work with her. But yeah, so we're just putting things in place, myself and my producer Ross Childress, the founding guitar player of Collective Soul, big rock band. For those that Google them now, check them out, look at Rossi, he's so talented. He did such a great job producing Sarah's album. I just love him and love working with him, and it's a real treat.
So when you meet somebody or get to work with someone like Sarah, who's already got so much talent, what is it that your group or your company can do to take them to the next level? How do you work with them? How do you mold them?
Yeah, you know, it's I mean, I say we're ahead of the curve with Sarah. You know, in a hockey analogy, she's kind of like Connor McDavid, maybe a young Michael Jordan pre-draft, right? So she's young. And so it takes time. You know, there's a trajectory, there's goals.
You already know they're good.
Yeah.
You bring up a hockey reference, by the way.
Yeah. I had to, sorry. Hi, Canada.
It's like a hockey.
Love you.
You know they're a great player already.
Yes.
You just don't want to screw them up.
My company's Gwinnett-based, but I'm from Canada.
Yes,
just to
there's
be clear,
be a lot of hockey references,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, there'll be hockey references today. And I don't like the Bruins. Sorry, Mike. So anyway.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that in. We'll edit
sorry,
that.
Boston.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, Sarah's already got the talent there. You just don't want, you don't want to mess it up.
Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, I'm hoping we don't mess it up. But no, we've already had a lot of positives happen. We had her open for Kobe Calais last year at the Bowl at Sugar Hill. Through a friend of mine, Matt Russom, who coincidentally plays in a band called Water to Wine and is opening for Joan Jett in a few months when she plays there. But anyway, no, we don't want to mess it up. And we're just trying to help her navigate through. It's a long journey. It's a business. It's, you know, if you focus on the stardom and popularity aspect of it, it's very distracting. It's very much a developing of skills. When people pay money to see a show, they expect a great show. You've got to deliver. When, you know, they can spend their money or their streams, as we do now on Spotify and Apple Music, but they can listen anything they want. So the album has to be a great album. And so it's competitive and it takes time and you've got to develop. So we're working with her now. Right now we're working on her live show so that we can get her touring and get her out there, because in 2019, it's all about live performing, about touring. It's all about streams. It's all about social media. So these are things we're focusing on now to move her forward. So
you bring up a good point, Ryan, because back in the day, you know, in our days, you didn't have
what happened
streaming.
To the day?
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
It's gone.
The good old days.
Where is the day?
Today, anybody can put everything out there, you know, whether
correct.
It's good or bad. You got to kind of weed through what's, you know, the
jungle.
The bad stuff to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a whole different a ball game, or, you know, playing field these days.
Absolutely. It's hard to rise to the top. And, you know, again, it's believe it or not, there's some method to the madness, and there's people near the top of the business that it's all about exposure, right? So when the good ones get heard, They get the radio play still, which is radio's still very important. I mean, radio is still, believe it or not, Mike, a couple old radio guys, radio is still a player, big player. And we definitely want to get Sarah on the radio. And the first single is Secondary Woman from Drama Drama, Sarah Greer. Anybody in radio programmers that want to add Sarah, a big bear hug from me, maybe a kiss on the cheek from Sarah would love you, and a hug from her whole family. By the way, I got to say hi to the Greer family, Tim and Charissa. I mean, because she was so young, we started, it's just a whole gang, and love working with them. They're amazing people. But no, I mean, it's exposure. So, but once you do kind of break through the clutter, Sarah's very, the great thing about Sarah, I mean, she writes beautiful songs, but her voice, she's got such a great voice, and that's a big deal. Not everybody can really sing, and she can really sing. So it's, you know, she's wonderful to listen to, and I think we can break through the clutter, but there's lots of it. Mm-hmm. It's hard. This is going to be tough. We talk about that every day. It's a long plan, but we just work at it every day. And I was at Canadian Music Week last week in Toronto, which is probably the second or third biggest conference in North America each year. South by Southwest in Austin is the biggest, which we'll take Sarah to next year in March. Met, you know, a lot of big people, including Ralph James, who he's an agent, which is what I'm looking for touring, who is a really nice guy, and he represents Nickelback to bands like Triumph, you know, from back in the day, Canadian groups. But and there's a bigger list, and if Ralph ever heard this, I'm sorry, Ralph, I'm not knocking off. I didn't really totally know all about him when I met him, and afterwards I'm like, holy smokes. But he was he loved Ross when Ross was in Collective Soul, and he was, I sat down to meet him and have a chat with him, and I just mentioned Ross's name, and he was like, that guy can play the guitar. Oh, that guy can play. He's this, and I mean, if you've heard Ross play the guitar, like really heard right. him, like have that moment when you realize how good he is. I mean, I remember that moment. I was sitting in this club that he invited me about 4 years ago, and I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, is anybody noticing this? Like, so Ralph had that moment. We both just sat there staring at each other in the Sheraton downtown Toronto for a moment, just going, I know, anyway, he's that good. So that's the thing, is we're trying to get her touring and playing live and meeting lots of people and hugging and kissing. And it was such a great trip. I love being back in Toronto again. It was awesome.
Ryan Burton's our guest with Ryan Burton Music Group. What are some of the mistakes that young artists make these days? You know, you know, a company like yours might be able to help them and say, no, you don't need to be doing that.
Well, I exclusively made mistakes when I did it, right? So I know all the mistakes, right? I didn't have someone like Todd around consulting my company back in the day. But I think that really refining your craft, getting distracted with things, you know, it's about the songs. You know, like in a movie, it's about the script. In music, it's about the song. And then developing your performing, developing what you do. When we first met Sarah in our first meeting, I Ross was sitting there, Ross Childress, and I said, just out of the blue to Ross, I said, Ross, when you were a kid growing up, did you ever sleep with your guitar, right? As a kid, like a 12, 13-year-old, he was like, pretty much every night, you know? I mean... And it's that practice, you know, it's you can't fake practice, you can't fake it. And I think people assume that they can, you know, there's some magic or mystery to it. But people are paying attention. You know, they really are. They're watching and waiting for you to get ready and the signs that you are prepared to do the work and things. It's just like any walk of life, any work you do, that you're prepared to do the work and put it into it. That's a big deal. And I as an example, I happened to see him when I was in Toronto, a fellow by the name of Mike Turner, who I knew back in the day, who's a really lovely guy. But I actually heard Mike, who played in a Canadian band called Our Lady Peace, and during their heyday, and he's a very, very sweet guy, very talented. And I got to visit with him again when I was back in Canada. And I remember Mike, I actually heard him on a radio show one night talking about touring with Van Halen. And he said, you know, we'd show up at the arena to get ready for our thing, and Eddie Van Halen had been there all day, you know, like, and this was like in the 90s. We're not talking the 70s. I mean, he'd been there all day practicing. So, you know, that practice, you know, let find help to get you where you got to go, but practice. That sounds ridiculous. I mean,
but that says a lot that Eddie Van Halen, who's probably one of the greatest guitarists of our generation, still at that point in his career, still practicing.
Right. And it's key to be prepared and to be ready, because, you know, the luck. And they talk about luck. I mean, the moment, I find the moment comes. I mean, if you are determined, you work hard, you get your moments in life. But you've got to be ready for those moments, and that comes with preparation. So, And Sarah's doing it, you know, good for her. I mean, she really gets these things. Again, she's got an amazing family that are helping her with this and keeping her on track. But she's doing it, and it's just the work. We're just doing it, and I think that as more people hear her and hear her songs and the album they made, I mean, it's shocking to me. I mean, 17 is not too far removed from 13, okay? Like, you know, and I mean, 13 is kind of young, right? So, I mean, 17 is not. So when you hear Sarah's album, she has this developed, beautiful voice. Ross did this amazing job on Drama, did just this amazing album. And then you talk to her, and sometimes I'm just like, no, don't do that. No, yes. You know, it's just like, I've got like, you know, a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And not to say that 17 is close to 10, but it's really shocking, you know? I mean, I wish I was, and the other side, I wish I was that developed at 17. I mean, I just can't imagine what I would have been like, you know, in her shoes. It would have been a wretched mess. So
anyway. What's next for Sarah?
Touring. We'd like to get her. We're rehearsing her right now. We're getting her band together, and Ross is a big part of that. He's you know, kind of in a business term.
Is Ross going to tour, by the way?
No. Well, he's, you know, he has his plans and things he's working on right now, which he's sworn me to secrecy on. So sorry, Rossi, I won't say anything, I promised. But she is, she's putting a band together of people roughly her age. You know, she's getting a group. So, and then getting her on the road and building this artist and touring her. And so we're prepared to go anywhere. I mean, when I was in Canada, I said, sure, we'll do a tour of Canada. When do we start? We're ready. Let's go. So we're helping with that right now. And having Ross involved in that is, I mean, I just can't stress how talented this guy is and how fortunate we are. And someone's going to re-find him again. I mean, he was, you know, Collective Soul, I think, had more airplay in the 90s than REM and Nirvana. I mean, like, that's, yeah. I mean, so even, you just say they didn't, that's still a lot. I mean, he played a significant role in a decade, and he's such a talented guy. So Sarah's very fortunate to have him around, so am I. But get her out there, get her going, get some exposure.
Well, you know, knowing you, you're probably an all-Canadian tour. And
she's probably going,
Moose Jaw? Where's Moose Jaw? You know? No. I wish you the best with that. Of course, obviously, we wish nothing but the best with for Sarah. If there's other young artists out there right now going, boy, I'd like to work with Ryan Burton Music, are you taking others right now?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, obviously any smart business person would take phone calls and talk to people. But we're very focused on Sarah, and to the point where I would say no. I mean, this is kind of where we're at. You know, we'd like to get her way down the road before we ever entertain looking at other things. So the short answer is probably no, but I would, you know, always have time to talk to people and do what I can to help, you know. And I know other people. I know lots of very talented people in Atlanta, and they may be looking for people. And so always take a call.
And for those that would like to find out either more about Sarah or more about Ryan Burton Music Group, where can they get some information?
You can go to RB, as in my name, Ryan Burton, rbmusicgroup.com. You can email me at info@rbmusicgroup.com, and be happy to reply to those emails and reach out. We have a website. I think there's a phone number on the website, which I don't recall right now, but there's info on the website, and we'd love to, you know, chat with anybody. But Sarah is the deal. We are looking for things for our Sarah right now. That's
all
where
right.
We're at. Absolutely.
And you'll remember me when she's that big mega star and I want a backstage pass?
No.
Great.
No.
I
when
knew
you
I
call,
could count
I'll
on
be,
you.
Is it that salmon guy? But
you're the best.
Actually, I'm going to attend a lot of Falcons games this year. So I need you to, I might need a backup there when people can't show. So could you hang
with
me?
Oh, okay.
For
sure.
Like that? Is that okay?
That'll work.
Some kid called me and sold me season tickets one day, and I bought them, and so I've got these things down. And people have told me they'll come, but you know they may.
You know, it's football; it's not hockey.
I love football because
okay,
I don't know what they're
sure
doing.
You,
I'm
okay.
Like, you know, Matt Ryan goes here, and then and I'm following this guy fake play down the field.
You're
like,
looking for the blue line. You're confused.
I enjoy because I don't understand hockey. Right. Another story.
All right, Ryan, thank you for joining us, for having some fun with us this morning. Great to see you. Best of luck with Sarah as well, Greer.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
All
nice seeing you again.
Ryan Burton with Ryan Burton Music Group here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And before we say our goodbyes, a quick reminder that Business Radio X is proud to partner with Natalie Tabaris Photography. Natalie's main focus is to capture beautiful memories for you and your family, but then she'll go the next step and guide you and help you select the perfect pieces of wall art so you can display those images. Your images deserve a place on your wall. They don't need to be stuck in a hard drive. Natalie Tabaris Photography, fine portraits and wall design, your best option to have tangible memories of you and your family. For more, visit NatalieTabarisPhotography.com. That's NatalieTabarisPhotography.com. Want to thank our guest Todd Weeks with Traction Focused and Ryan Burton with Ryan Burton Music Group for joining us here on the program. And a reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want by going to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Gwinnett Business Radio. You'll see this episode and 6 years of previous episodes as well. Until next time, for Stephen, he'll be back in the seat next to me, and for our producer Trey, I'm Mike, and this has been Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man! Woo!